You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Want to introduce Yarmo as the Sabres' next GM. Starting in the fall of 24, the Sabres organization, including some outside consultants and our management, performed an analysis to bring in a senior advisor to assist our hockey organization. Yarmo was the choice that we brought in as the senior advisor. Over the last 7 months, he has shown to me that he is capable of leading our organization into the future. He's made bold moves in the past, several complicated three-team trades, and he just has a confidence that I believe will help our organization in the future. And the knowledge. So, Yarmo, welcome to Buffalo.
Good morning. I want to thank the Pegula family for having the trust in me. I'm honored and humbled to be the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. In this time that I've spent here, and I've spent the most of the fall in Buffalo already, I've seen the passion of the hockey fans in this city, and it's great. I love the game of hockey. That's the reason why I've been in hockey all my life, whether it was as a player or as a scout or as a manager. I've been part of the NHL teams for 30 years now, and I wouldn't change a day. It's been great, but to see the passion of the fans here is something that actually reminds me a little bit of my home country, Finland, because with the 5.5 million people that we have, hockey is by far the biggest sport, and there's a lot of passion for it. So thank you, Pegula family, for bringing me here as the new GM. I appreciate it. I also want to thank Kevin Adams for everything that he did for the Buffalo Sabres. He poured his heart and soul into this organization. I witnessed it every day here. And he brought in a lot of talent, a lot of skill into this team. And you could see that on the ice. So we can't thank him enough. He's a great hockey guy, but he's also a better person. And that's one of the reasons why I came here, because at this stage of my career, I really want to work with good people. And he's a great one, one of the real good guys that I've met through my years in the business. The one other thing that I wanted to say before I let you get to questions is that, You know, when I came here, one of the reasons was that I really believed in the skill and the talent on this team. But I define the talent a little bit differently, so that's going to be the focus on moving forward. I think character is the biggest part of talent. I think that the competitiveness, the relentless work ethic that you have, whether it's on the ice for practices or in the gym, that's the talent that we need to focus on. And there's been games this year where we looked like it was going to be easy and we lost because we got outworked. That's unacceptable. And that's going to be something that we're going to focus on every day here, each and every day, because the talent, the skill alone is not going to get you the wins in this league. Every team's too good. So you got to work, you got to compete, you got to be relentless. And that's what I want the identity of the Buffalo Sabres to be. And that's where we want to be proud of that type of identity moving forward, because we do have the skill and we do have the talent. Focal point will be character. And please, if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Congratulations on being appointed to GM. So in particular, how do you want to make this team and this organization competitive? What needs to be done? Do you have a 5-point plan or something similar?
Oh, I have a plan. Obviously, I'm just day one right now. So there's a lot of things that we need to look at, a lot of things we need to analyze, whether it's the staff. We got a lot of good people in place, a lot of experienced people in place. If we need to add something, we'll do so.
John Warrell with the AP. Condolences on your dad.
Thank you.
You spoke about character. For all the skill that this team has, as you talked about, how do you turn around a franchise and a team that hasn't known winning for such a long time with players who haven't known what it takes to get there?
Well, the one thing we talked about when I talked to the team is that it's not their fault, the 14 years that people keep talking about. We're going to focus on today. What can we do today to get better, whether it's on individual level or as a team? And we're going to focus on today. We don't even want to look too much into the future. We got a lot of hockey left this year. I think we can do special things with this team.
Just as a follow-up, how do you build character?
It's the standard set by the leaders on the team. They're not going to accept anything less. They're going to lead by example, show the standard every day, and then they can demand it from everybody else around them.
Been with Lindy Ruff now all season long. What are your thoughts on Lindy and the coaching staff moving forward?
Well, Lindy's resume speaks for itself. He's been a great coach in the league for a long time. I've really enjoyed my interaction with him day to day. He works his tail off every day. He's early. He's watching tape. He's analyzing. He's talking to the players. He's got a good line of communication with them. And he's looking for ways to get better. So, you know, I've really enjoyed my time so far with Lindy.
What does that mean? There's no changes in the coaching staff?
We're going to evaluate everything moving forward, whether it's the scouting staff, management, coaches. Everybody is under evaluation at this point. But there are a lot of good people here that are great at their jobs.
What, at this point, can you say about the situation regarding Alex Tuch? It seems to have kind of ground to a halt here, and it's hanging over this club and this locker room, whether this team is going to extend him, move him. What can you do to help get that process going?
I'll take charge of that situation now. I'll talk to his representatives. It always takes two parties to agree on a number that both feel that it's reasonable, and not just for today, but moving forward, what you have to build with your team. Alex is a really good hockey player. We appreciate him. We like him. We want to get him signed. I think that's been clear the whole time. Now we just have to agree on a number that works for both sides.
Jarmo, what is the biggest challenge that you immediately face as general manager of the Sabres?
Oh, there's challenges every day in this job. My saying is always that there's never a dull day as a general manager of a team. When you think that you have a calm day, something's going to happen, and then that's going to change. But I want to get to know everybody even better than I do now. I think I have a really good head start because I've been here so much and getting to know in a different role. I was able to have some talks with individuals, players, staff, so to get to know them. So I think I have a really good head start and having a good understanding of what we need to do next to get to the next level. But I'm going to also take some time here to to get all my thoughts together, gather more information, and think about a plan that we need to get into work right now.
You spoke to it a little bit, but just what makes this an attractive job for you, I guess, in your own words?
Well, I talked about the talent. I think that you always need the obvious talent that everybody sees on the ice, and that's there. We have goal scorers, we have size, we have playmakers, we have, I think, one of the best decors in the league as far as the talent goes. You know, there's a lot of great things. We've gotten good goaltending this year, too. I don't think that there's any excuses in some of the games that we've lost where we've been outworked. Goalies have given us a chance to win every game. You can always improve on each and every area, but I think that there's a lot of really good building blocks here, and that's what makes me excited.
Well, you know, you've been here long enough to probably get a feel for the roster and the talent. How close do you think this team is to being a competitive, you know, playoff type team?
Yeah, I think we're close. I think it takes a little bit of growth from the young players. Experience is always good. I always say from the draft that it could take 5 to 8 years before those players can make an impact in the NHL, because you know you see now that it can be even a little bit more of a young player's game. But it's all individual. Every individual has to develop at their own rate and own pace. You can have the fast forward button even if you'd like to sometime. You need to just let them take their time to get comfortable, confident in this league, and they can then make an impact. But I think there are a lot of good pieces here. I think we're very close. I firmly believe we can make the playoffs this year. There's a lot of hockey left.
The goaltending situation, you have three of them. Lindy's talked about it a lot, that it's hard for the goaltenders, it's hard for the coaching staff. How do you feel about that, and are you going to try to alleviate that and get it down to two?
I think we've all talked about it pretty much every day, that it's not the ideal situation to have three for the workload they get in practice, for the rotation and the amount of games they get if there's three goalies. But we also picked up Ellis for a reason, because we felt that there was upside there to become a real good NHL goalie. And we had a little bit of an injury situation back then that we needed to protect ourselves depth-wise. So now we're probably to a point where we're going to have to start making decisions to get down to a two-goalie rotation. That's good for the two goalies that remain here. But we're going to look at the situation, and right now Ellis is hurt. So we got two goalies here and two goalies ready to win games.
Yeah, well, when it comes to your history with the Blue Jackets, you were known for being very aggressive, fearless in some ways. What did you learn from that experience, those times, and do you plan to maintain, you know, how you worked that approach?
One of my life's philosophies is that don't be afraid to make a mistake, and that's something that I always relate to the players too. We got to play free. We got to play without fear of failure. I apply that to myself in work too. Whatever it takes to make our team better, we're going to do. We're not going to be afraid of making a mistake. And from my time with the Blue Jackets, I can tell you one thing, that it's great to make the playoffs, but we're not just here to make the playoffs. We're here to try to build a championship team. You make the playoffs, you're happy for 8 to 14 days if you lose in the first round. If you win the first round like we did there once, then you're happy for 14 to 20 to 28 days, and then you're miserable. And I think that even if you get to the final but lose, that would be the most disappointing thing ever, for me, at least personally. Winning the Cup's the goal. I think every team in this league is here for the same goal, and that's the goal that we have with the Buffalo Sabres. Obviously, you got to make the playoffs first to be able to even compete for that, but I can assure you that we made the playoffs 5 times in the 10 full seasons that I was there. The most miserable I was during the year was the game that eliminated us from the playoffs.
What is your philosophy on trades?
Well, trades are a little bit complicated these days with the cap and all that. But I think that everybody wants to make their team better, wants to make their mix better. You got to find a partner that has the same or opposite needs, that the deal you're going to do is going to fit their plan for the future. But, you know, I'm always looking for a fair deal where both teams can benefit from it. But, you know, it's something that we do here every day. We're going to think about things that how can we make our team better? What can we do today to make our team better? That's the attitude I expect in the locker room from the individuals. That's the attitude I expect from the staff. We come to the office every day. We have our coffee and we start thinking about what can we do today to make our team better.
As a scout, as a manager, who were some of your mentors, people that you leaned on, I guess, as, you know, mentors?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with some great people. You know, I always said that Marshall Johnston in Ottawa was one of the mentors, especially in the player evaluation world. He was incredibly prepared, hardworking, and very smart hockey man. But I also work with Rick Dudley, Randy Sexton, who's here for a little bit, Larry Plow in St. Louis, Doug Armstrong. So I've had a chance to work with some real smart hockey people. And the one thing that I've always kind of tried to do is study the people that I work with. Whatever I can take from somebody that he does really well, or maybe even some of the mistakes that I think they make, I try to learn from that. And the day that I lose that attitude is the day that I'm going to retire, and that's not going to be anytime soon. But I'm trying to learn something every day to be better at the job that I'm doing.
Well, attracting and sometimes retaining talent has been an issue for the Sabres over the years. What did you learn from your experience in Columbus, you know, working in a smaller market about, you know, attracting guys to play in a place like that and keeping guys?
Yeah, winning hockey games is the most important ingredient there. Everybody wants to play for a winner. You got to win hockey games. And then in the background, we can be very detail-oriented in making sure that we do everything that we can. Terry and I had a lot of conversations about this over the weekend. He's going to give us every resource so that we can eliminate all the excuses out there to make it such a great place for the players that they want to come here. But winning is the first ingredient that you have to have. So that's one thing we're going to need to focus on. But Terry's given me full autonomy to run the hockey department. We can spend to the cap. We have every resource available for us that we need to make this team better, make it more attractive for the guys to stay or attract free agents. So that's all I can ask for as a general manager.
Moa, certainly it's an area where, you know, Terry would be involved in the decision as well. But in your past, you've worked in a structure with the president of hockey operations. Would you like to see another hockey person come in here? And how is this going to work in terms of you reporting to Terry? Or do you expect to talk to him about getting another, you know, hockey name in here?
As I said, we're going to evaluate the staff and see what kind of structure works for us. I like the way it is set up now. I'll work with Pete Guelli he's in charge of the business side. I'm in charge of the hockey side. I think we have some experienced people on the staff. If we need more experience, we're going to bring it in. Terry, obviously, he owns the team, so he can ask me questions, but he's given me 100% assurance that I'll run the hockey team, hockey department, I'll make the decisions. But he owns the team, so, you know, if he wants to ask questions, I will be answering the questions and do my best to keep him always up to date on what's going on.
Were you involved in the discussions about Quinn Hughes, or was that a Kevin thing, or how did that work?
I this is my first day on the job. I just arrived back from Finland, attending to my father, and this was quite a roller coaster of emotions for me this weekend. So I'm just starting today.
So you weren't even privy to those conversations?
No.
Spoke earlier about your message to the team as it relates to the 14-year playoff drought and it not necessarily being their fault. What's your message to the fans who have experienced that drought and the fact that they view your appointment as GM maybe as hope that that drought might eventually come to an end?
Yeah. I mean, they have every right to be frustrated, but we're going to move forward. As I said, look at today. What can we do today to get better, to get the team there in the future? I understand it. You got to make the playoffs to get the chance to compete for the Stanley Cup, and that speaks for the passion of the fans in Buffalo, and we all appreciate it. So we're going to work our tails off to get the team to a level where we're going to have that. We've earned the spot in the playoffs and have that ability to compete for the ultimate price.
Yarmo, you've mentioned several times about needing to evaluate things. What is your timeline on evaluating things? Is this something that could happen in the foreseeable future with your evaluations, or would this be something you would wait until the end of the season?
As I said, I have a pretty good head start with being here for 7 months and being very closely with the team for the basically the whole fall. So I have some things in mind that might happen sooner rather than later, and then there's going to be some things that we need to evaluate a little bit longer, and we're going to take all the time we need to make those decisions.
Do you plan to address the players tomorrow or in the coming days?
I already did. Yeah.
When did you talk to them today?
Yeah, I talked to them today. Some of the same things that I just talked to you about, character being an important part of the talent evaluation. I always want to, if I have something to say in the media about the players or the team, I want to make sure that I talk to the players and the team first. So I had a meeting with the leadership group and the whole hockey department, a team that is around the players and the players too.
Actually, I've talked to some folks around the NHL and pretty much got the same thing. They said you're a no-nonsense guy, and players, coaches, and your staff will know exactly where you stand. Is that accurate? Is that the way you do your business?
Yeah. What you're going to hear that I said, you'll hear in front of you, not behind you. That's one of the big principles that I believe in life. If I don't have the guts to say it to your face, then don't say it at all.
When you address the leadership group, and how do you go about convincing them that this is change? Because some of those guys have gone through a lot of changes and nothing has really changed when it comes to the standings. How do you go about convincing them that this is the path forward?
Well, I think the trust always needs to be earned. So I'm going to start working with that and working with the players every day to earn their trust. And that's going to come with consistency of the message. So we're going to work on it every day. Start it today.
I know you mentioned you view talent a little bit differently, maybe, than, you know, just skill. Who do you view as kind of the core of this team going forward?
Oh, there's a lot of core players. I'm not going to start naming them here. They know who they are. Those are the guys that I met first before I met with the whole team. They're leaders for a reason. They've earned their, whether it's a letter or just the position in that leadership group, they're in there for a reason. But they're the important guys that really have to show the example and set the standard every day for the rest of the guys.
About, you know, not just wanting to make the playoffs, but given the situation this franchise is in, the longest playoff drought in the history of the league, how much do you simply just have to get in the playoffs first and have any result before this franchise can ever move forward and not be stuck in this albatross?
Yeah. Well, I told the players to forget about the 14-year thing that kind of hanging out like a cloud, black cloud, around the team. And I'm going to do the same thing. We're not going to sacrifice the ultimate goal for the sake of making the playoffs and then not having any sustainability for our goal and as a team to take the next step and having the opportunity and chance to compete for the Stanley Cup. So no, we're not going to do that. And so we're gonna have a plan, and the plan is going to be to win the Stanley Cup, and we're not going to take any shortcuts to try to just make the playoffs to end the drought. And you've seen around the league too, there were teams that made the playoffs, I don't know how many years in a row. I'm not going to start naming them. You know who I'm talking about. And then it's going to take a long time when you realize, and I realized in my previous job, that the core that we had left after we lost a few players was we weren't going to have a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup. Then you have to go through a rebuild. And it takes a long time. It takes a lot longer than anybody wants it to take. And, you know, we're way past that now. We have some really good core pieces here. We're close. Now we just have to take the next step.
And just along those lines, you're 6 points out, which isn't a lot, but you're behind a whole bunch of teams here. And you talk about making the playoffs this year. How do you want to see this team build the consistency to get a winning streak that gets you back in the race? We've seen the last three games some of the things that have needed to happen, but you need a 7-8-9 game winning streak probably to get back into this thing. How do you build consistency as a club? Because we just haven't seen it most of the time.
Yeah, you named it. The consistency is the most important word there. And for consistency, you need to have the work ethic, the relentless competitiveness on the ice every game. As I said early in this press conference, that losing to teams that have less talent, that outwork you, that's unacceptable. We just can't have that. And that's going to be something that we're going to work on every day to get the most out of our talent and skill that we have. We need to build on the character and the consistency and the competitiveness and be relentless that way. And there's a lot of hockey left. I don't think that you're necessarily going to need an 8-9 game winning streak, but you're going to need the consistency, as you mentioned.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.